A long line, many here hoping they will not be in the car that pulls up when the water runs out.
Come back tomorrow, ma'am, at 5 o'clock, and we'll have bigger bottles of water. Thank you, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
The capital of Mississippi has a long-troubled water treatment plant, now knocked offline by recent flooding. For many, the taps are dry. For those who have water, it is simply unsafe.
It's a hurting feeling when you don't have no water. You know, especially when you got newborn babies. Say hey, he smiled, make a smile.
Residents are being told to boil their water to wash dishes and to keep their mouths closed in the shower. The city council president tells Al Jazeera this is not a new problem.
For the past 2 years, there has not been a month where citizens in South Jackson has not gone a weekend, 2 days, or even sometimes a week with either low flow or no flow, and had to have a boil water notice. The unfortunate thing about it is that this is becoming somewhat of a norm.
Mississippi's largest city is more than 80% Black, and some residents believe that is why the city's water system has been neglected for decades.
We are seeing the intentional divestment in communities that are led by Black elected officials.
I am going to have a Black son, and to have a city that has poor schools, poor roads, you know, grocery stores running out of food, and no water to drink, I honestly don't even want to bathe my baby in Jackson's water.
And it doesn't appear the quality is going to get better anytime soon.
Our immediate priority is to have running water, even temporarily sacrificing some quality standards where we absolutely have to fulfill basic sanitary and safety needs.
A long-time problem, now an acute crisis.
Out of water, y'all. Out of water.
In the sweltering heat of a Mississippi summer, a dangerous one as well. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera.